Welcome to the Nexus Podcast. The word Nexus means a connected group. And when it comes to church leadership, we're better together. No one should have to choose between developing themselves and developing their church. The Nexus Podcast by Christ Fellowship is all about having real conversations that equip and resource you to grow and develop the best versions of yourself, your team, and your church. So let's lean in.
Hey, welcome to the Nexus Podcast. These weekly conversations in Season 2 are leading us into our Christ Fellowship Conference, taking place February 8th and 9th, which is just around the corner. The goal of Christ Fellowship Conference is to create a place where church leaders from all over can come get encouraged and equipped to lead strong in their ministry. Our passion is to help you build your culture, strengthen your team, and fulfill your mission. At Christ Fellowship Conference 2023, you will hear inspiring messages, learn practical training, receive helpful resources, and be part of networking opportunities with other church leaders. Tickets are on sale now for the 2023 conference taking place February 8th and 9th. Visit ChristFellowshipConference.com for more information. So today we are continuing conversations with some of our ministry staff within Christ Fellowship. In episode 1, we heard from Pastors Todd and Julie Mylands about leadership and the overall organizational leadership of Christ Fellowship. In episode 2, we joined the senior leadership team. And on this episode, we are talking about leadership development. My name is James Duvall, and today I am with Dave Cush and Brittany Wilson. Dave is the Executive Director of Human Resources and Leadership Development, and Brittany is the Associate Director of Leadership Development. Leadership development is a growing topic in our organization and a vital need for any church to thrive into the future. So we're excited to have this conversation to share insights and resources to help you and your teams grow and develop. So let's jump in. Dave and Brittany, it's so awesome to have you on the Nexus Podcast. Can you each take a moment and just share a little bit about what you do in your role in leadership development here at Christ Fellowship?
Sure. I feel like I'm more of the process person in leadership development. I spend a lot of time thinking about processes and how to execute the vision leadership has for our leadership development program. So whether that's researching some of the best practices that other churches do and how we can contextualize them to our context, or just doing research on my own and really working alongside of our leadership team and our HR team to execute our leadership development processes here at the church.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I look after three of our teams, our HR team here for staffing the church, our leadership college, which includes staff and volunteers. And then we have our regional campus for Southeastern University, which, so all three of those areas really are about people development. And so my role is really to help carry kind of the vision leadership of our lead pastors and our church leaders into our staff and our people.
That's great. That's great. So leadership development is really a broad topic and it can go a lot of different ways. Could you guys share a little bit of what leadership development looks like here specifically at Christ Fellowship?
You know, we really are intentional about building the culture of development. It's really a growth mindset. James, you talk about this a lot, having that growth mindset. And a lot of that has to do with our language, how we talk, the example that we set for people. But we really focus a lot in our development of people in with our experiential learning. We want to create experiences and environments for people to where they can get trained in their skills, learn how to behave. And we also really focus on feedback. And we feel like feedback is essential, you know, just evaluating people, how they do, and then getting feedback from them. And we do that weekly with weekly check-ins to see how people are doing, making sure that their priorities are in check. And then we also do one-on-one meetings. So there's a lot that really kind of goes into our practical steps.
That's great. Brittany, what would you add to that as far as our leadership development process here?
I would just say, if honing in on our experiential learning, we have several programs that we have developed and put in place over the years to help have seamless programs to really build out these experiential learning experiences for our team. And as Pastor Dave mentioned, he oversees Leadership College, which is a lengthy 10-month program that is developed in order to get culture, in order to learn how we do things at Christ Fellowship, but not just how we do things here, but we encourage some of our volunteers to step in and take what we're learning into the business world, because we believe, you know, leadership is outside our walls as well. And we want people to stay in the business world and influence their circle. And so rather than trying to get everybody to come come on staff. That's not possible. How can we help grow them and send them out? And then, as he mentioned, our SEU campus, our Southeastern University campus here, is just a program we have invested in order to keep some of our up and coming students in the house. They can get their college education here, and then we can come alongside them and train them through internships and development roles in order to get them ready for once they graduate to just seamlessly step onto our team and help lift the load in ministry, and they're learning along the way. And then development roles is something that I believe is one of our biggest wins in our program. However, it is a luxury. It's not always something that we can have, but what we will do with those roles is identify people early. And I think that's a key to leadership development, is identifying leaders early, really trying to find the people that you see potential in, calling them up at a younger age and putting them in exact experiences in order to grow them along the way. And so this is like a 12 to 18 month process that we put people through with very targeted experiences, competencies that we want to see them grow in, leadership attributes that we've defined as a team. And we set them alongside one of our experienced leaders. So somebody that's been on team for a long time, and they're not filling a role. They're literally learning alongside this person for this period of time. And with those, what we've been able to see is some seamless transitions. When natural attrition happens, people step off team, or as most people know that know Christ Fellowship, we have a really big mission. And in order to fulfill that mission, we have to continue to grow. And so as we launch campuses or people step off team, we're able to seamlessly transition these development roles straight into staff positions in order to lift a load quickly.
Yeah. And that's been a big investment as a church to do that. It's really very similar to like what an apprentice program would be. These are full-time, mostly full-time people that we pay full-time to be in non-budgeted roles. Yep. And so we're not dependent upon them to actually carry out all the function, but they're getting practical experience and able to step into open roles. So it's really amazing. I love the fact that, you know, over the years, we've had this ability to kind of create this culture. And Dave, you mentioned this idea of culture. And I remember when I stepped on team, you know, 26 years ago, there was really this drive towards leadership development, even from our founding pastor, Pastor Tom. But it's really just been the last several years that we've really honed in on a culture of leadership development, which I think is really key to this discussion, because you can have a lot of programs, but if you don't have like this sustaining culture piece. So I want to back up just a bit, and you mentioned a few things, Pastor Dave, but what are the things that you feel like have sustained the culture, have built the culture? Because it's not just the programs, there's some underpinning of it. What are some of those things?
And, you know, I think from the very beginning of the church, the leaders here, Pastor Tom, our founding pastor, now Pastors Todd and Julie, have really approached leader development with an abundance mindset. They knew that this ministry was bigger than them. They knew that it had to continue to grow. And so they really approach everything with abundance mindset, not a scarcity mindset. So they're wanting to give roles and responsibilities to people. And we've continued and perpetuated that. A lot of the ways that they have sustained that has been like their language and conversation through staff meetings on a weekly basis. Our team leaders, our supervisors, have actually needed to perpetuate that as well by setting a great example for their team. And really then our like programs like our Leadership College, just setting coursework and experiences for people. So continually keeping it in the water, always talking about it, always just setting the example for developing people.
Anything you'd add to that?
I think when you talk about sustaining the culture, I think what we do really well is continue to ask the right questions, understanding that as our needs change, as the church grows, as generations change and you're bringing on, you know, different types of staff members, it's continuing to ask the questions of how do we grow? What does our staff need? What do we need as a church to grow? And just never being okay with where we're at, but always looking to where we can go next to make it better.
Yeah. I think one of the keys that I would just point out, I think both of you really mentioned, is it really starts with leadership. It's like to build a culture of leadership development, you have to be a person who is passionate about leadership development.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, because our pastors have been so passionate about developing themselves as leaders, I think that, you know, that builds that culture. But you can't make something that you're not. And I think that's why there's this kind of this expectation if people come on team here at Christ Fellowship that they do have that growth mindset, mm-hmm. that the systems are in place, but there's an expectation that you're not going to stay static. You're not going to stay the same. You're going to keep moving forward and growing in your leadership. So over the past year, what would be one or two wins that you've seen in our leadership development?
I would say that there have been some specific individuals that we've seen over this past year go through some of our programs. And without mentioning names or specific examples, I'd say the overall wins would be self-awareness. Mm. In a lot of our young and up-and-coming leaders, if you can build that awareness of yourself and how you behave, I've heard the saying, you know, leadership is not a position, it's a behavior. Mm-hmm. And guess what? You don't get to choose if you're doing a great job. The people around you will actually make the decision on your leadership. So that self-awareness is huge. And I think the organizational awareness is also the other big piece, because self-awareness, you're learning how to act with yourself and with your team, people around you, organizational, you're actually adding value to the organization. And I think that really kind of builds into team unity. And team unity here is huge. Organizational unity is huge, because without that, we can't accomplish our mission. And through the programs, what we've seen, the big win has been accelerated promotion. People have been taking on greater responsibility because they've been given greater perspective, greater awareness of themselves and the organization. And it's allowed them to go further, faster.
That's so good. That's so good.
I would just say that in relation to the development roles we kind of touched on, one of the shifts we've seen recently is people that have spent a lot of years in the workplace and feeling this call to ministry, but they don't have ministry experience outside of their volunteer experience. Yeah. And that is great experience. Obviously, we can't do what we do at the church without our volunteers, but it's a little different when you come on team. And so just seeing a little bit of a shift where we have the development roles that are more of the apprenticeship, fresh out of college, new green that need to learn ministry. And then we have these people that have come to us saying, like, I'm feeling called to ministry. I have 20 years in the workforce in corporate America. How can I take what I have built and learned in the work in corporate world and bring it into ministry and work out the God calling that's on my life? And so it's been really neat to watch some of these people that have spent decades building businesses mm-hmm. and just exceeding in the corporate world, bringing their talents into our ministry. And those type of people would also go into a development role in right. order to learn the ins and outs, the nuts and bolts of ministry, so that they're ready for when we launch a campus or launch a ministry or to backfill a position as they become open.
Yeah, that's a great distinction, because development sometimes feels like it is like the entry level
right.
or a new person's, you know, place. But there is a transition that happens specifically from the marketplace to the church world, that doesn't matter how experienced somebody is in the marketplace, that opportunity to get those skills and develop those tools, even at a high level, is so important for somebody to actually make that transition.
Absolutely.
So it's really good. So as people who are listening to this say, maybe there's a senior leader or a ministry leader who's listening today and wanting to create some sort of program or a pathway for leadership development in their church or their business or their ministry, what would you say to them? Maybe some advice that you would give on how to start that process?
My first thing would just be start somewhere. I mean, it's very easy, and I'm the type of person that will want every detail in place. I'll run the play 10 times before I'm ready to get it off the ground, just so that I can make sure it's going to succeed. But sometimes getting something off the ground yeah. is better than sitting and reworking and reworking and reworking to the point where you're 2 years in and you've done nothing.
Right.
Leadership development is necessary in order for us to fulfill the mission we have as a church, and I'm sure every church listening has. Mm-hmm. And so I think just start somewhere, start asking the right questions. 4 questions that you can ask that are super easy just to get your mindset going is, where are we going? What do we see for our church? What do we see for, you know, coming down the pipe? What do we need to get there? Just ask yourself, what do we need to get there? Who do we have now that can help us get there? Look at your team that you already have. Look at your volunteers that you already have. Who are your high capacity volunteers? So just evaluating who you have on your team now, and then laying out, what are some talent gaps that we have? Where are areas that we have holes now that we need to start thinking about plugging so that we can grow in the future?
It's fantastic. Fantastic. Well, this has been amazing. And there's so much more that we could unpack on this. And I'm sure listeners may have some questions. So I'm going to put both your contact information in the show notes so they can send you some emails and maybe get some other resources. But it is such a powerful thing to know that to move the church forward, we can't settle with just the team that we have now or the leaders we have, but we have to constantly be thinking towards the future and developing people and helping them level up their skill set, level up their abilities so that they can lead in the challenges that are going to come in the future. So thank you both for being on the podcast today. And it's just been a pleasure just hearing a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening to the Nexus Podcast. For additional resources and show notes from today's episode, check out our website, nexusplatform.com. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share with a friend, and leave us a comment below. We hope these conversations left you feeling equipped and resourced as you grow and develop the best versions of yourself, your team, and your church.